I'm Carrie Rosen.
And I'm Anne-Marie Navarre-Gill.
And we're so excited to introduce our podcast, Bachelor in Retrospect, in which we take a deep dive going back in Bachelor history to see how the show has changed and how we can see the world change through the show. To tell you about ourselves, I am a comedy writer. I've written on TV shows such as Speechless, where I am proud to say Bachelor Nick Viall made his acting debut.
And I'm a media studies professor who researches and teaches about American media and tech industries. We've been friends since college, and when I moved across the country for grad school, we remained deeply connected through our love for The Bachelor, which we both started watching during Juan Pablo's season in 2014.
Remember when Juan Pablo didn't tell Nikki he loved her and we as a nation like heckled him? That feels kind of weird now. And that's something we're going to say a lot on this podcast.
We are always hungry for more Bachelor content. So this past spring, we watched a couple of old seasons and were absolutely floored by what we saw.
For example, one thing that really haunted us was I was watching the After the Final Rose from Emily Maynard's season. And at the beginning of the episode, Chris Harrison came forward and said, "Before we start, we want to send thoughts and prayers to those affected by the tragedy in Colorado." It was the Aurora movie theater shooting. And then he said, "We need to come together as a community to make sure this never happens again." And I thought, wow, sad. You could never actually say that in 2023, because saying we need to make sure this never happens again is political now. And also, we know it will happen again. And it actually happened earlier the day I watched it. So I texted Anne-Marie, and she's 3 hours ahead of me on East Coast time.
And I told her she wouldn't have to wait long to find out how The Bachelor handled a live show on the day of a mass shooting in 2023, because I'd literally just seen Jesse Palmer offer some thoughts and prayers TM to the Nashville school shooting victims on Zach's finale. And she was right, because Jesse certainly didn't say anything about taking action against gun violence this time.
Yeah, and this is a dark example, but exactly the sort of thing we're looking at in this podcast. The Bachelor is an amazing time capsule for how the world's changed, and we're not just seeing it in big moments like that, but in tiny moments that maybe seemed like nothing at the time, but really blow our minds in 2023. Like, did you remember there was a whole thing where they identified Jake Pavelka as a nice guy, and they were like, "We're here to prove that nice guys don't always finish last." That has a real incel vibe now.
Since it started in 2003, The Bachelor's premise has been a roided out version of the traditional heterosexual marriage script. But in the 20 years since then, American cultural discourses around dating, gender roles, sexuality, religion, race, and almost everything else have undergone significant transformation that the show constantly reflects in ways both big, firing Chris Harrison because he wouldn't take the racial implications of plantation parties seriously, and small, like moving on from the phase where everyone was wearing tank tops and scarves for some reason.
Well, thank goodness that long national nightmare is over. So our plan is to basically take you through the story of The Bachelor. Like Bachelor to Bachelorette season to Bachelor Pad and then later Bachelor in Paradise, all chronologically. We'll start with Jason Mesnick's season, you know, truthfully, because it's the first one we can access. From there, we'll be telling the story of each season in three or four parts, over which I'll recap the show, while Professor Anne-Marie fills us in on what was going on in the world at the time and on TV at that time, and what some real-time reactions to the show were. You can watch along if you want, but you don't have to, because we'll be doing recaps.
So starting next week, we hope you'll join us, whether you're a Bachelor fanatic, a student of American culture,
or my dad. Hi, Dad.
As we take a sometimes horrifying and always entertaining look at The Bachelor. In retrospect.
And that's the name of the show.